Charlie Z the best.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie's on pound for pound number one. Hey, you saw the new goat hat? 79 and 0. I'm the greatest. Pound for pound number one. My last recorded win was phenomenal. Beat the shit out of that heavyweight. Start to finish, nobody denied it. I mean, it was actually, not even these returning haters, nobody denied it. How can you deny it? I mean, punching the guy over and over. I mean, motherfuckers fucking backing up, running away from me, hiding behind the fucking treadmills and shit, and then I fucking catch him with a jab and he flies away. I mean, and then, we continued. That what you people saw, that was not the full fight. I punched him two more times after that. I hit him again and with the glove, and then we took off the gloves, and then I jabbed the shit out of him, bare knuckle, and I stopped him. And then I went back to the gym, challenged people, everybody backed out. And then, like, a week passed, and I went back to the gym again. And there you go, Alu, the heavyweight, 6'4", pro Muay Thai kickboxer. Now, I struck him, like, all right, you remember when I beat Jacob? Like, no, I didn't hit him that hard. Like, yeah. But, you know, when I punched Jacob with the very first punch at 0-24, like, I just smacked him with a sweeping. Oh, yeah, I hit a little like that. Like, just about, maybe a little wider. About the same power. I hit a little like that. But I hit him bare knuckle, though, so a little got hurt worse. I hit Jacob with a glove. I hit a little bare knuckle. Well, because this idiot, he got in my face and he pulled back punches towards me. He started shadow boxing, like throwing towards me. And I was like, what the fuck? Okay. I'm going to hit him. You know what I mean? I should have hit him harder, but the thing is, I don't know. Just like out of reaction. So I bounced. I just like smacked him. You know what I mean? But the thing is, I hit him in the jaw before that counts, no matter what. There's no debate that counts as victory. Even if I would say, like, oh, I didn't hit him full might. I didn't hit him full power. I'm not going to count it. I don't need to hit him full power. I hit him. I punched him. No matter what, it counts. I punched the motherfucker, and he quit. He was in a fighting stance. And the thing is, I hit him while he was in a fighting stance. You know what I'm saying? And then I got in a fighting stance, and he got in a fighting stance, and he was like, oh, fuck this. There you go. That's a technical knockout. And that just shows you how great I am as a boxer, that I don't even have to punch my opponents with my hardest punch and I can beat them. You know what I'm saying? With all that being said, Floyd Mayweather Jr. is schizophrenic. Floyd, you need help, dude. You are not pound for pound. And your fans are fucking delusional. You're a fucking joke. I beat Deontay Wilder. I saw a picture of you on Facebook with Deontay Wilder. Okay, but I punched Deontay Wilder in the jaw, and I TKO'd him. We fought twice. I'm sure you saw the fights, you fucking moron. How come there's no video of you fighting Deontay Wilder? Why not? You know him. Why don't you tell him, Deontay, man, you in the ring? Why not? Listen, you're both clowns, but he's 6'7", 230 pounds. You can't say, oh, but Deontay is bigger than me. And he's not bigger than me? Fuck, he's way bigger than me. You know, I'm a pretty big guy. I'm 6 feet tall. I'm 160 pounds. I'm not small. But compared to him, I am. Compared to him, I am. You know what I mean? But I crushed him when we fought. Therefore, like, I'm number one pound for pound. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sick and tired of you running around calling yourself pound. Well, what the, you fucking retard? I'm fucking, like, what? Okay, I'm 160. You're 147. 154 was what? That's how much you weighed? So when you're 154, I'm only 6 pounds heavier than you, you fucking moron. And I beat Deontay Wilder and I beat Gilles Zavala. These guys are super heavyweights. Gilles Zavala is 260 fucking pounds. These guys would kill you. Okay, so I'm a lot taller than you, Floyd. I got way more wingspan than you, but I don't weigh that much more than you. That's a pound for pound. I beat Derek the Giant. Now, hold on one second. Yeah, man, definitely a win. You hit him in the face, no questions asked. Sorry. Yeah, definitely. I will. The last victory. Yeah, we'll talk about the schizophrenic delusional Floyd Mayweather Jr. later. Listen, hold on. Yeah, I mean, oh yeah, I was 6'4", 200-pound kickboxer, you know what I'm saying? I smacked this guy in the face, and he quit. This guy would fucking kill me. This guy would knock out Klitschko, man. You kidding me? That guy's a heavyweight, man. I seen him, he was kicking the bags. He was elbowing the bags. I mean, the guy was a worthy opponent, you know what I'm saying? It was not a tune-up fight. It was a super fight. You got the best boxer in the world versus a pretty lethal kickboxer. And the best boxer in the world, Charlie Zonov, beats him with one punch. Now that is what I call a champion. See what I'm saying? And since I punched him, but I didn't punch him like with my best punch. I could have hurt him more. You know what I mean? No, I definitely hurt him because I hit him bare knuckle. But, yeah, I mean, I told him, I said, hey, let's continue. He got in the stance, I got in the stance, I said, hey, let's continue this on video. And he was like, fuck it. He just drops his hands. He's like, no, he's like, we may do the fight, but it can't be on video. I'm like, what do you mean it can't be on video? Well, you fucking pussy. I'm like, joker. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is that, man? Yeah, why not? Why not? I mean, if you're so confident that, you know, you would be lost, but don't you want revenge? Don't you want a rematch on video? You know what I mean? Seriously, you got punched in the face. I mean, don't you want to? He didn't want to. Like he felt like, you know what I'm saying? I hit him with like fucking 10%, 15% of my power. 15% of my power, TKO. I didn't tap him. I didn't hit him with a bomb. I just hit him in the face. I just tagged him. You know, like, you know, like, okay, I just tagged him. I just went bomb. You know what I mean? I just tagged him. That's it. Yeah, so that's definitely a victory. 79-0. And, yeah, that Alu guy, 6'4", 200 pounds. Kickboxer, you know what I'm saying? The guy's a small heavyweight, but he's tall, tall, lanky heavyweight. That guy would fucking kill Floyd Mayweather Jr. You know what I'm saying? I mean, fuck. Okay, Gilles Zavala, Wilder, right, fine. These guys would like put Mayweather in the morgue. You know what I mean? Like, I would put Mayweather not 6 feet under, but 12 feet under, man. No, okay, fine, but at least fight some lesser heavyweights. I don't know, fight some heavyweight if you claim you're pound for pound. You know what I mean? I'm not even close to heavyweight. I'm beating the shit. I beat 39 heavyweights. Go look at my record. Go on undergroundboxingfederation.web.com. Type that in right now. Go on it right now. Look at my record. Look how many heavyweights I've beaten, man. 39 heavyweights, man. The most I ever weighed was 185. Yeah, but I don't even weigh close to 185 anymore. That's because in jail, man, I bulked up. I was eating a lot of food, eating all that nasty shit there because, you know, in jail they make you fucking starve. But I had connections and shit, you know what I'm saying? I had a lot of connections and I would get extra food. The other inmates, they would starve, you know what I mean? I starved too in the beginning. You know, it's a punishment. Jail was a punishment. And this pussy Floyd Mayweather, he would always cry. Like, I swear, I read an article. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, you fucking bitch. I'm like, this guy's crying, saying that, oh, the food is not good. I'm like, he's fucking pussy, man. No shit, it's not good, man. You're no good, motherfucker. The food is not good. What the fuck kind of pussy is that? This guy calls himself a champion, man? Go watch my last recorded fight, man. You'll see what a fucking champion is, man. Fucking 205-pound heavyweight. That guy was putting gay leather to sleep. Man, this guy was fucking hiding behind the fucking treadmills from me, man. I backed him up, man. I kept backing up. I punched him with a left hook. This motherfucker kept backing up. I rushed him, and I just go, bomb. This motherfucker flies away, man. Fucking highlight reel victory, man. I'm the greatest, man. What the fuck? Listen, mainstream boxing, it not only needs to be banned, I beat Deontay Wilder. That's their, you know, listen, there's only one real champion in boxing, and that's me, but that's their quote-unquote heavyweight WBC champion, correct? Okay, but I beat him. I TKO'd him. What more do I need to do to shut down this fucking fake boxing era that they claim they have? Danny Green, Paul Briggs, man? What the fuck was that, man? Do you call that a fight? You call that a sanctioned championship fight? The guy didn't even touch him, and the motherfucker fell down. What the fuck? Come on. Seriously, man. This is mainstream boxing. It's a disgrace, man. Oh, by the way, my wife got the hell. Oh, the biggest news, actually, is not my recent victory, but the biggest news in my life is that my wife, Daria, my beautiful wife, the most beautiful. All right, my wife got a house for us. In 9 days, I'm moving into that house with her. This is it. Yeah, this is it. Tomorrow, she's paying the landlord, the owner, whatever. Yeah, see that? And, she's moving in there tomorrow. She's going to be waiting for me over there. Yeah, she's moving all her stuff, all her clothes. My baby, Dari. I'm blessed. 79 wins, 0 losses. 50 fucking knockouts. Beautiful wife, man. I got a complete wife, man. I mean, I'm the greatest of all time. Same thing as I beat everybody, man. Yeah, like Chuck Liddell, you know what I'm saying? Like that idiot even admitted that he saw me on the video. He told Billy Singh that. He was like, oh, yeah, that guy said something. What did he say, Chuck? Well, like, what exactly did he say? See, he's not going to say exactly what I see. Of course not, because I told him. I'm like, all your TV stuff is bullshit. I'm the best. The guy raised his arm up in the air. Yeah, Floyd was a junior. Let's see, didn't Chuck Liddell diss him? They had some, yeah. Why didn't Floyd Mayweather fight Chuck Liddell? Why didn't he come up to Chuck Liddell? Exactly, because Chuck Liddell's as much as Chuck Liddell is a glass jaw. He's overrated. He's not good, but he's a heavyweight. Floyd Mayweather would never fight a heavyweight. He's a fucking pussy. Heavyweight. This guy would not even. He would not even fight a 160-pounder, dude. This Floyd Mayweather is a joke, man. Kevin Luka, this guy Kevin Luka that I uppercutted, that guy would knock Mayweather out, man. Mayweather's a joke, man. Pacquiao's a joke. Both these guys are jokes. Fucking midgets, man. 5'6", 5'7", 5'8". These guys are midgets, man. These guys are clowns, man. But let me put it to you like this. Floyd Mayweather Jr., he's not in the top 10 pound for pound. He's not. No. Seriously. I mean, no shit, I'm number one. Mayweather Jr., not even top 10 pound for pound. Okay, top 10 boxers in the world. Charlie Zelenoff, number one. All right, let's look at this. Okay, Deontay Wilder, number two. Derek the Giant, number three, even though he doesn't, I'm talking about all time here, you know, like all time. Derek the Giant, number three, Jules Wall, four. You could put Jacob, five, or the EFC guy. All these guys, that I beat would kill Mayweather Jr. Therefore, he's nowhere near top 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I mean, the Roderick Smith, the undefeated MMA heavyweight that I knocked out. I knocked him out. That guy would kill Mayweather. He's 6'2", 230. Yeah. He was undefeated before I beat him. I gave his first loss. You know what I'm saying? No, basically what I'm trying to say is all the heavyweights that I beat would knock out Mayweather Jr. Okay, two heavyweights that I beat. Derek the Giant, three heavyweights. Derek the Giant, Joseph Wall, and Bitch Made Wilder. All three of them would knock out the Klitschko's. No, sorry, four heavyweights that I beat. Balu, the last guy that I punched in the face, he would knock out the Klitschko's. That guy, Dennis Prime, I mean, come on. Dude was kicking him back pretty fucking hard. Man. Punching and kicking. The dude was in shape. He was trained kickboxer. You know, man. This, maybe the junior would have literally run away from him. So what now, haters? March 17, I posted a video. Me fighting a heavyweight. I demolished him. Embarrassed the clowns. That same day, I beat a fighter from K1, Mansfield. Literally, 13, 12 days later? I one-shot a 6'4 professional kickboxer. I beat three guys in 14 days. In January 2015, four motherfuckers in 12 days' time. Four motherfuckers. One of them being a TV fighter, that EFC guy. Yeah, I forgot to ask his name. Who gives a fuck, man? Who gives a fuck what his name is? I punched him in the head that time. You see that lightning hand speed, man? Fuck, I'm the greatest, man. That shit was like, bah, 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 bah. That shit was like, literally, I hit him 10 times in 3 seconds. And it was like 2 seconds, like 2.5 seconds. It was like 1, 2, and that's it. 10 punches are landed. It was so fucking fast. It was, I landed 10 power shots in 1 second on video on a heavy bag, but I made that guy look like a heavy bag, man. I mean, I beat him like he was a heavy bag. You know, I'm beating live human beings like they're fucking punching bags. That EFC guy would fucking kill Floyd Mayweather. Did you see how he rushed me? Okay, but look what happened to him. He got fucked up. If he rushed Mayweather like that, Mayweather would go to sleep. Come on, man. Man, Charlie's not the greatest, man. Gilles of all, man. Go watch my fight against Gilles of all. That was, okay, that and Derek the Giant, those are my two best wins of all time. It's literally like a tie. Gilles of all, my best win. Derek the Giant, my best win. All right. But Gilles of all was my best win from like 2013 to 2015. All right. So Gilles of all, we're talking a guy who's 6'2", 260 pounds. You know, he's mainstream. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this guy goes to the El Centro gym every fucking day. Lift weights, hit the bag, whatever. He's there all the time. So, why doesn't Gayweather fight him? Or Pacquiao? Why doesn't Pacquiao fight him? Because they get killed. He's too big. He's too big for him. You know, I mean, the wind of this punch would knock out real life. Oh, Gilles of all, he would kill Chuck Liddell. I'd destroy that motherfucker, man. The way I boxed that fight, that was just, it was unprecedented. It was surreal. It was incredible. It was fucking, you know, that jab, that 032, 034, 037, man, go watch that, man. All you fucking clowns. Team Mayweather, Floyd Mayweather, Mayweather Senior, man. How's your job, man? Remember how you flew through the ropes when I knocked you the fuck out? Floyd Mayweather Senior, man. Oh, shit. This guy was talking shit. He was like, oh, man, Mayweather defense, man. And then, like, Floyd put a mouthpiece. I'm like, oh, what mouthpiece? He ain't even going to touch me, man. He's like, he ain't going to touch me, man. He fucking his his Down syndrome retarded voice. And I'm like, motherfucker, bomb, 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 I'm all fatigued, that fuck. I ain't gonna touch him, man. I hit this motherfucker fucking nonstop, man. Volume punched his bitch ass. He fucking dropped. And then after I knocked him out, I'm like, yo, call your son, dude. I'm like, I'm in Vegas, man. Call your son right now, man. I'm like, I fucked you up. I'm like, I'll fuck your son up. I'm like, call Junior right now, man. I'm like, I'm here right now. Call him right now. He didn't want to call. And even if he did call him, Mayweather would not come. Mayweather, he would be like, fuck that. Fucking clowns. Roger Mayweather. Okay, Floyd Mayweather Jr., Roger Mayweather. 50 Cent. Floyd Mayweather Sr., I knocked you out already. You're a clown. So that you've been out of the picture. You're all out of the picture. And let's see. L or B. What's this other clown's name? Ah, fuck. All these fucking jokers, man. These fucking clowns belong in a circus. I don't know. There's one more clown. They were the chosen. So, yeah. Perilla, for some, I think is that his name? Whatever. All you clowns. I beat Deontay Wilder. All right? It's time you son of a bitch is wake up. I would drop Mayweather Jr. with one punch, right? Way too small. Way too small. Heavyweights, I'm beating heavyweights. 79-0. You son of a bitches are making a big deal about 47-0. I highly doubt he's 47-0. I think he paid off a lot of his opponents. His fights do not look real. It looks staged. All his shit looks staged. And maybe not all his fights are staged. Tell you what, he got his ass kicked by some clown in the Olympics or whatever. With headgear. Yeah, he got his ass kicked by him. Yeah, let's see. In the fake pros, he got his ass kicked by Jose Luis Castillo, who's a fucking midget. Jose Luis Castillo, who the fuck is that? Jules of Wall is 260 pounds. Jules of Wall is one arm is bigger than Jose Luis Castillo and Mayweather Jr. put together. And Maidana beat Mayweather in his first fight. They're both clowns. Maidana, yeah, I pronounced his name right. Marcus Maidana. Yeah, Maidana and Mayweather, yeah. Listen, you got 12 rounds to knock out a small guy like that. You can't even hurt him. His whole face was fucked up. Come on. I mean, I'm beating 6'4 professional kickboxers with one hook to their jaw. You know what I'm saying? You saw my hat today? Yeah, well, that hat is validated. I have 79 victories. You know what I mean? Yeah, like it says 79-0, but I actually have 79 wins. And zero losses. I literally won that many fights. And I'm 26 years old. I'm nearing 100 fucking wins. And I'm going to be 100-0 before I'm 30 years old. Top 28 years old. 27 years old. Tops 28 years old. 27, 28. This is, I'm going to be 100-0. Yeah. I plan to retire when I get to 100. No, I plan to temporarily retire, but I'm gonna come back. Yeah, because I'm too young. I'm definitely gonna come back and probably go for 200. Yeah, or 150. Yeah, the rate I'm going, man, 200. No, easily. I'm wiping out fucking professional kickboxers, MMA fighters, boxers, you name it, bare knuckle fighters. I'm wiping these guys out like bugs, man. Literally, I'm wiping them out like they're fucking mosquitoes, man. I'm fucking crushing these people, man. It's just, you know, I took care of the fake stream. I beat Deontay Wilder. I beat Rios of all. I beat that EFC guy. I punked Tyrone Spence. I punked Chuck Liddell. I own the mainstream. You understand? I own you motherfuckers. You fucking cocksuckers. try to sell me short. You cannot sell 79-0 short. You cannot. Okay? You cannot. You theoretically cannot. Charlie Z versus Vasquez. Type in Charlie Zeleno versus Carlos Vasquez on YouTube right now. 6 fucking power punches in half a fucking second. Floyd Mayweather Jr., you can't even fucking count to 6, you dumb motherfucker. Alright? You fucking morons. Half a second. Not 1 second. Half a second. I'm talking blink of a motherfucking eye. I'm talking speed of light. You know, you're not, what speed of light, like the fucking, no, I mean, it's, we're, that's not, not only is that boxing greatness, or should I, or shall I say boxing supremacy, right, Box Rec? That's human evolution. That's, no, I'm superhuman. I mean, that's never been done before. Since God created human beings, since God created Adam and Eve, there's never been a human being that had the hand speed and the punching power that Charlie Zelenoff has. And there never will be a human being that's as strong as fast as me. Never. You understand that? Never. 6 power punches in half a second. You fucking cocksmokers fucking cried about a fucking body shield. 68 motherfucking title defenses, man. Who the fuck's ever wore a body shield after that? Nobody. Before, it's not an excuse. No, I mean, you can't use it as an excuse. Who wore a body shield after that? Well, the guy hit was bare knuckle. Before that, beat the shit out of the guy with the gloves, then smashed him bare knuckle. Come on, man. I'm fucking destroying motherfuckers. Teardrop, man. Broke his fucking jaw. Teardrop is a fucking murderer, man. The guy's a fucking murderer. The guy did talk for murder, man. I fucking beat him with one punch. Kidding me? 6 power punches in half a second, man. He fucking mainstream bullshit, man. You fucking clowns, man. You fucking idiots bragging about your money. Fuck your money, man. Who gives a fuck how much money you have? Who gives a fuck what kind of car you have, man? You fucking morons, man. Look, man, you seen my beautiful wife, man? In 9 days, I'm moving in with her, man. I'm going to be having sex with the most beautiful woman in this fucking world, man. And that's my wife, Daria. She belongs to me. That woman loves me. That woman is... I talked to her mother today. She said that she is so happy and proud that her daughter has found the one. She's the one for me. I'm the one for her. She's so happy that her daughter found such a great man, great champion like me. And I'm going to take care of her my whole life. It's my obligation to take care of her. This is it. I destroyed everybody in boxing. And now it's time it's time for the greatest of all time to put time into his wife. I'm going to Ukraine in about 9 days, about a week. It's a little over a week. I'm going to be in a different country with my wife. Oh, I saw the house. She sent me pictures. Wow, the house is nice. The house is nice. I mean, we're talking everything, the living room. Living room, balcony, the kitchen, and everything. But then she shows me the picture of the bedroom, and I was like, baby, that's the promised land. That's the promised land. That's where I get you pregnant. You know what I mean? It's like Charlie's on the greatest of all time. Yeah, you haters are delusional. You doubted the wrong person. You sure died in the wrong person. I mean, you can't sell 79-0 short. That's just, I mean, look, that's so many wins. I mean, fuck, man. Wow, that's and I'm only 26, and from what I did from 2011 to 2015, it's just incredible. I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest. The greatest of all time. Muhammad Ali, Mayweather, Ali, Mayweather, Tyson, they're not in my league. These guys can't tell my fucking boxing license, man. I'm GOAT, man. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I'm number one. I proved it. I mean, I was sold short big time, and then I continue to win fights, and you know, this, they started to sell me short less. But see, let me explain something to everybody. These mainstream boxing pussies, they try to sell me like a light Kimbo Slice. And their mistake was that the thing is, I beat Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder would kill Kimbo Slice. I beat Gilles Zavala. Gilles Zavala would kill Kimbo Slice. You see, Gilles Zavala, Derek the Giant would wipe the floor with Kimbo Slice. See, I'm beating world-class heavyweights. Therefore, since I'm beating world-class heavyweights, what does that make me? The greatest world-class boxer of all time. Yeah, I would put Kimbo Slice in the ICU. I would hospitalize him. Kimbo Slice is an amateur. You understand? He's a quote unquote pro. He's an amateur. I'm talking about his skills. He has the skills. He's an amateur. He's an amateur fighter. He's not a professional. He's a bum from the streets. That's who he is. You know what I'm saying? And I'm the greatest of all time. I would one shot Kimbo. Are you kidding me? Come on, man. 6'4", fucking 200-pound fucking kickboxer, man. This guy has a lot more hands to beat. This guy beat Alu. This guy needs to fight Deontay Wilder, man. That's 50-50. I don't know who wins that fight, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I one shot at both of them. Oh, they should fight like an eliminator, man. When it gets Charlie Zelenoff. You know what I'm saying? Or did Gilles Zavala fight Deontay Wilder? I don't know, man. Gilles Zavala, he got a puncher's chance, man. He got a Deontay. He's heavier. He got 30 pounds on him. Deontay got height and reach, but Gilles Zavala, I think he has more power than Wilder, and I think he's doing the thing. He's definitely bigger than him. Go watch the video. He's a lot bigger than Wilder. But, Wilder's fucking lanky, skinny motherfucker. Fragile. You know what I'm saying? I hit him in the jaw, and the motherfucker was gone. Motherfucker was literally, he was gone. He was in the fucking Twilight Zone, man. I had him. You know what I'm saying? He was flying away. Deontay bitch made Wilder. Hey, Deontay, man, I thought you said that I was going to, get hurt if I continue boxing, man, really? Let's see. Let me look at my record, man. Let's see how many fights that I win after the last 12. I won 22 bouts after I kicked your ass, Deontay. After I punched you in the ring, Deontay. Oh, wait, Deontay, should I wait? Remember what Ellie Sekback said? Is there going to be a rematch, Charlie Zono? No, there won't be a rematch. You got TKO'd with one punch. You're a glass jaw, bitch. Alabama glass chin. You fucking faggot-ass motherfucker, man. There won't be a rematch. Why not, Deontay? We agreed to one. What happened? Huh? You shit bricks? Shit fucking bricks, man. Shit yourself, huh? You saw me beat Gilles Zavala, you're like, fuck that. And then you said your boy Dijon, huh? You told me Dijon's your boy, right? But when I hit Dijon with that three-piece, you're like, oh, fuck. Fuck that. I don't want to fight this guy again. Man, I don't like this. Everybody listen. So like I said, the mainstream, they try to sell me like a light Kimbo Slice. But I'm really the greatest boxer of all time. I'm number one pound for pound. That's how bad they wanted to sell me short. I TKO Deontay Wilder, and these guys are making articles about me fighting on the fucking undercard of Mayweather, And they're comparing me and saying, Butterbean, what the fuck? You people need help, man. You people need help. I'll box Gil Zavala like he was a punching bag, man. Gil Zavala would knock out Vitaly and Vladimir Klitschko. You fucking retards, man. That EFC guy, that guy, I crushed that guy, man. I'm beating world-class fighters like they're fucking punching bags, man. I'm the greatest of all time. It's supposed to be treated how it really is. I am number one pound for pound. I don't give a fuck what you fake stream people say, what you write about me on the articles. I do not give a fuck. Because let me tell you something. Video stands out a lot more than any fucking article. And I got many videos of me. Xavier is a world-class fighter. The guy was a Muay Thai kickboxer. That left hook that I hit him with, TKO'd him, that motherfucker was done. You know what I'm saying? It's not just Jules Vaughn and Deontay Wilder. What about Southpaw Cell? That motherfucker would fucking kill me when they're that. It's a 175-pounder. That guy, hand speed. Guy, power. Movement. You know what I'm saying? Boxing skill. Compared to me, he's nothing. What am I doing? I would switch stances. I'm Southpaw and Orthodox. I'm both. I literally switched. I mean, this is called greatest of all time skill. That guy would fucking murder Kimbo Slice. That guy would give Deontay Wilder a run for his money. I mean, he's 175, but that guy's really fast. Southpaw. So, okay, I switched stances, and he's a southpaw. He's straight southpaw. I switch stances, and he's very awkward fighter, very awkward, and awkward late, and I just go, bam, right in the face. See what I'm saying? And then when I do, bam, 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 jab in the body. See what I'm saying? I mean, come on. And we're talking a trained boxer who is not easy to hit. You know what I'm saying? It was not easy to hit him. I hit everybody easily. But he was not. Jules Vaughn, that was target practice. And I was like, you know, Jules Vaughn knocked people out. Type Jules Vaughn versus Daniel Garzon on YouTube. Jules Vaughn put that guy to sleep in like 35 seconds or some shit. Yeah, another guy, Jules Vaughn, grounded pound some guy in a cage on TV. Yeah, these are the most TV fights are fake. These fights are real. Jules Vaughn literally put these guys to sleep. He boxes me. He could not even land a fucking punch. Yeah, I'm the greatest of all time. Come on. I'm throwing 10 power punches in the head in 1 second on video, man. You kidding me, man? I'm number one pound for pound, man. They were in Pacquiao. Who gives a fuck, man? Nobody gives a fuck. These people are not even top 10. You fucking kidding me? The fighters I beat in the underground. Yeah, they're top 10. I'm number one. You know what I'm saying? I rushed Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder, 6'7", 230 pounds. I weighed in 160 for that fight. 70-pound weight disparity. Seven inch height advantage. Teddy Atlas, man. You need some meds, dude. Teddy Atlas, you need mental evaluation. I smashed Deontay Wilder. I'm the best. I'm the greatest. Mainstream boxing. You people are actors. Rocky Marciano is a fucking clown. Do you understand? I'm 70. What's more impressive, 79-0 or 49-0? Yeah. 30 more victories. I got more knockouts than Marciano has victories. I got 50 knockouts. Okay? Yeah. If you get a time machine, if you get Rocky Marciano and you put him in the ring with the current Charlie Zelenoff. The Charlie Zelenoff right now. Charlie Zelenoff knocks out Rocky Marciano in under 15, 20 seconds. Maybe even less. As soon as I would connect on him, this is it. And I've seen him fight. He's slow. He's there to be hit. He would get floored right away by the I'm the best. And this Jack Dempsey guy, I would kill him. And George Foreman, I would kill him. I'll destroy him, the Van der Hoogsloot, I'll kill him. Like I said, this last guy that I beat, I'll lose 6-4. 6-4 heavyweight, guy was in his prime. You know, the dude was, yeah, he was like 200, 210. He was tall. He was like a tall, lanky heavyweight, like Wilder. You know, he was shorter than Wilder, but he was tall. He was like 6'4", 6'5". I think he was 6'4". Yeah, he was tall, motherfucker. I hit him in the face, you know. Good punch, you know, wasn't a bomb, but it also wasn't a fucking tap either. It was a punch. He quit, and that's it. I'm the best man. My fighter is Jacob Tran. Jacob, kickboxer and MMA fighter, 200 pounds. You see how buff that motherfucker was? That motherfucker was huge, man. Hit that motherfucker haymaker ball. The motherfucker even admitted on video that I beat him. He's like, yeah, you got it. He's like, yeah, you got it. It's on video. You haters are delusional. You haters are deranged. You haters suffer from grandiose delusion. You people are sick, okay? You people have mental. You haters have a mental illness. You cannot sell. Like, again, I'm going to say it again. You cannot sell 79 fucking victories and 50 knockouts and zero fucking losses short. You cannot sell that short. I mean, I deserve more credit for my credentials in boxing than Michael Jordan did for basketball, just for example. Oh, yes, I did. Michael Jordan, what, billionaire? Oh, okay, great. I deserve more money than him. I do. What the fuck? So it's three people. I beat three people in 1 month. I'm risking my life multiple times a day, multiple times a month. I'm doing it for free. I'm beating the shit. Why am I doing it? Why am I doing it? For legacy, to prove that I'm the best. I already proved it, but why am I doing it? Why am I fighting for pride? So that history will remember me for being the greatest of all time. Not these pretenders, Ali, Tyson, Mayweather. Not, these are pretenders. These are fucking pretenders. All right? They're not champions, or are they contenders? They're fucking pretenders.